right ahead.
Hi, folks. This is Mike calling on the 29th, the evening of the 29th, and want to give you all an update in response to us being turned down on the appeal. Let me say this for anybody that doesn't have a lot of time to listen. I am energized and looking forward to what's going on. I believe I dictated a few weeks ago that I had some trepidation about winning the appeal and going to L.A. County Jail. Let me underscore that. Now, certainly it would have sounded better for us had we won the appeal, and probably people would have been more encouraged. I would have been worried because with us having the criminal investigation going on with Deputy Sheriff Lillenfeld, he could have easily had me done harm in L.A. County Jail, and any of you that doubt that, you probably don't know enough about what goes on at L.A. County Jail, which has been regularly written up in the papers, including visitors getting beaten up. And last time I was there, they threw away a number of my important legal records. So I was very concerned about that. The bottom line on this is I feel that there would have been a relatively strong chance they would have recharged me and I would have to go to a new trial if we'd have won the appeal, because the district attorney doesn't know enough about yet what the problems with the case are. If there was a new trial, I wouldn't give a continuance, and that means I should come to trial within 75 days, and that sounds good, but the judge could have ruled, well, you either have to give up your rights to what's called the Brady evidence, which is all the evidence they hit for trial, which I don't have yet, that they're obligated to produce, or you have to give a continuance because it's going to take the prosecution so long to put that evidence together. If you give one continuance, the prosecution has the right to continue things for years. So there were a lot of problems with winning the appeal, although, again, it would have sounded good and there were good parts to it. I think I will go home sooner from here because now, after waiting for 8 years, while other people are doing things, as you may recall, the Superior Court lost my trial record for years, which delayed us. Then this appeal has been going on for a couple years after that. We can't accomplish anything, for example, in trying to get my Brady evidence, which is evidence they hit for trial again. The judge keeps saying, you must wait until your appeal is decided. So we've been really waiting on other people. Now all of a sudden you might say the reins are released, the blinders are off, and I'm focused, including what Ken will be putting on the blog, which is a one-page outline of the frauds by Colleen Campbell and Dolores Cordell that caused them to want to have me framed, a seven-page declaration by me on how they framed me, and examples of evidence that they forged. Both Black's and Barron's Law Dictionary says whenever you change a document with the intent of deceiving others, that qualifies as criminal forgery. They actually laid paper over something that would have proven I wanted to pay Mickey and copied it, but they screwed up and had the paper at an angle, so we caught them on it. That's just the first volley, so to speak. As David Farragut said, I think in the battle for Mobile Bay, we have not yet begun to fight. That is because, and I want to explain this again, this whole time we've been waiting, 13 years now since my arrest, and I guess about 7 years or 8 years since my conviction, we've been again restricted to the stuff that was on the record at the trial, whatever my attorney put on the record at the trial, and she failed miserably. I won't bore you with the long list I've got of evidence she could have and should have used to have me exonerated, but she blew it by not introducing this evidence, which means my appeal attorney, who did an exceptional job, couldn't appeal stuff that is not on the record. I know that may not be easy for you to understand, but let me give you an example. We can prove 71 felony perjuries by their four experts and two investigators. None of those are on the record. So when the appeal court made a ruling, they were doing it in a vacuum, so to speak, with a blindfold on because they didn't know the real case.
This call and your telephone number will be monitored and recorded.
My trial attorney didn't put those things on the record, so my appeal attorney couldn't appeal them. Now it's wide open. Now there may be some additional confusion because I've learned today that Colleen Campbell, who is my antagonist on this, has been lying to people that Goodwin is now staying in prison. It's all over for him. That is absolutely untrue. In fact, like I say, we haven't yet begun to fight because more than 90% of the true evidence on the trial didn't get introduced. This is, for example, evidence we have in hand in addition to hundreds of pieces of evidence that we've identified in an inventory that the DA has of what's called exculpatory evidence or Brady evidence, which would help me. So we had evidence that we had in hand that my attorney should have introduced, which she repeatedly told both John Bradley and myself, they don't have any case, there's no evidence, we don't have to put on a case. Well, guess who's sitting in prison? But the key is that really 90%, I am not exaggerating, of the important evidence to clear me didn't go in the record, so it couldn't be appealed. So I stress again, although I understand the appellate justices brutalized me in a 164-page opinion, they bought all the DA's lies because my attorney didn't adversarially test it, which is a term of art in the law. So in any event, please don't be discouraged. I am not. If you read this thing that Ken's posting, I am now doing detailed, in fact, I'll be filing one Sunday night, proof of those things I claim in there. For example, Dolores Cordell, Colleen Campbell's attorney, lied 54 of the 71 times. I've proven 25 of those. Three perjuries by Karen Kingdon, the financial expert. Three perjuries by Philip Bartonetti. And seven by the lead detective, Lillenfeld, in this one pleading. So I am really energized, not discouraged at all, folks. So please, just bear with me. And if the judge has any honesty in her at all, although people have questioned that based on her performance at trial, there we should see some action within 90 to 120 days. And the reason I feel I may go home faster here than on appeal, the DA will see the holes in the case, the problems with it, and I am quite positive they will not recharge, which I believe they would have had they reversed on appeal. There was a strong chance they would have. So again, I'm encouraged. We're in charge now. For example, we have 253 Brady violations, which are the evidence that would have helped me that the DA hit for trial that we can prove they have. All it takes is one of those to be produced that is material enough, meaning important enough in the trial, that it's automatic reversal. I would say 100%, but I guess I should say there's a 99% is all to be conservative, because if I had a stroke or got cancer and I couldn't work on this thing because it's complex enough, then there is a very minute chance that I won't go home. But to comment on Colleen's statement that it's all over, my attorney, Gail Harper, is filing a petition for rehearing with the appellate court and a petition for review with the California Supreme Court that is still part of the appeal. So either Colleen is lying intentionally.
This call and your telephone number will be monitored and recorded.
doesn't know what she's talking about, because there's those two steps before I start on my habeas corpus, and there are six opportunities or bites at the apple for different courts as you go higher to listen to a habeas corpus. So again, it's only started. Only two levels out of eight have gone, and the second level is not completely gone yet because there's a petition for rehearing and the petition for review. But the most important thing is 90% of the evidence is not yet in the record. I've got it all briefed and ready to go in anticipation this may happen. For example, I right now have about a 200-page brief that I, like I mentioned, is going to be filed on Sunday night. Some of you that are extremely interested in this may want to listen to my separate dictation that I'll be doing tomorrow, because I don't have enough time here, on the financial aspects of the case. But I will tell you one thing. The judge ruled or opined, maybe I'm mispronouncing it, O-P-I-N-E-D, three times that the whole case was about me refusing to pay Mickey. The judge is responsible sua sponte, which is a Latin term for on her own volition, for giving the correct law to the jury. She did not. It was illegal for me to pay Mickey because I was in bankruptcy with the trustee. I did what the law said I should do. I had $823,145 in a trust account to pay Mickey 3 months before his unanticipated death, and evidence proves I begged the trustee to pay him, but the trustee wouldn't, and as it turned out, the trustee, the attorneys, and the accountants looted all the money, and that's the only reason Mickey didn't get paid. So that, I was convicted on a fundamental fault in the law that the judge should have corrected that didn't get pled on appeal because it was not on the record. I'm starting to get on my soapbox, so I'm going to sign off, folks. But let me just tell you, you can probably tell it in my voice, and any of you that talk to John can verify with him that I am energized, enervated, and exuberant about finally being able to do something on this case, because the attorneys told me back off and don't call people crooks while the appeal's going on. Well, now I can tell the truth, which is, I can prove.
You have 60 seconds remaining.
I'm just saying it. I can prove the truth. On to another subject, I want to tell any of you that interact with Ken or Ella or John or Bev, please tell them thank you. We wouldn't be in a position to move forward like we are without their help. I also want to tell those of you that have helped Jake out that you've created a new life for this man. He is so much better now. With
you have 30 seconds remaining.
Because of people caring about him. If anybody else can help him a little more, he needs to get just a minor amount, about $50 worth of stuff, that would still go to the same place you send money for me, and I pass it on to him. So if there's anybody that can send $10 or $25 so I can get up to $50 that he needs, it would be great. God bless all of you. Thank you for your support. We're doing well.